Good morning and welcome. In the spirit of welcome, I invite you to turn to those near you and greet them with a good morning or hello this morning. I invite you to continue the conversation after service in the parish hall. Unity Church is committed to welcoming everyone, especially those who have been excluded due to race, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Your gifts and your wounds are welcome here. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are visiting for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place that helps you find and keep your balance, a place that inspires you and nourishes you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. If you'd like to learn more about Unity Church and our faith tradition, please stop by the welcome table in the parish hall following the service. There you can sign up for the pathway to membership classes, including Welcome to Unity, a class for newcomers, which will be offered at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 7th. I also want to draw your attention to This Week at Unity in your bulletin, which serves as an invitation and roadmap to deeper involvement in the life of this church. On March 17th, Wellspring Wednesday features two programs on March's theme of brokenness. The first, entitled Breaking Relationships and the Collaborative Practice of Law, will be led by Unity members Elizabeth Roble and Louise Lipsey, and will examine the collaborative practice of law that encourages mutual respect and effective problem solving. The second program, entitled Breaking Imprisonment and the Healing Work of Amicus, will be a conversation with Amicus, a nonprofit organization and community partner of Unity Church, dedicated to helping inmates and ex-offenders reshape their lives and make successful transitions from prison back into the community. Amicus staff and volunteers will be joined by ex-offenders and their friends in this discussion about healing broken lives and relationships, and about restoring kindness, trust, and love. Dinner is at 6 o'clock, reservations are not required, and the program begins at 7. Another note is Navigating the Complex Terrain of Race, which is a three-part series offered by Dr. Heather Heckman, a professor at St. Cloud State University. Professor Heckman is a dynamic speaker with a challenging message about racism, privilege, and classism. Classes will run three consecutive Wednesdays, March 17th, 24th, and 31st, between 7 and 8:30 p.m. here at Unity. For more information, direct your attention to the welcome table in the parish hall or contact Pauline Eichton. Following the service, please visit the parish hall for refreshments and fellowship as well. There you can peruse the book stall or stop by the pastoral care table and leave a note for someone mentioned in today's embracing meditation. Upstairs in the Elliott Wing, the Unity Libraries are open for you to explore the diverse and growing collections of books for children and adults. Next Sunday, we welcome the 2009-2010 Balazs Scholar from Star King School for the Ministry, Reverend Robert Berlint. Reverend Berlint will preach a sermon titled, The Past is Prologue. Service times are 9, 11, and 4:30. Today's chalice lighter is William Cook. And following the service today, Katie and I would love to greet you by the Portland Avenue doors. And once again, welcome to Unity Church. It is good to be together. Thank you.
first 30 years or so of my life, I avoided any feelings of brokenness. I had a good family. They weren't violent. They fed me, they cared for me well, they didn't push me so much in school. What did I have to complain about? My friends all came to me for advice. I liked that. It reinforced that I was doing fine. But after some difficult times and a failed marriage, I had to start paying a little more attention. I had to look at the fact that I wasn't as satisfied with my life as I wanted to be. I had to look at the ways that my relationship with myself, which also leaked into my relationship with others, wasn't very whole. I consistently pushed myself toward perfection. I didn't listen to my body. I tried to not feel bad feelings. And I thought that that's how others should behave too. Seeing, allowing, and owning these broken places in me has helped me to open up compassion for myself. It's been really painful at times to see how imperfectly I love and how imperfectly I care for myself and others, to see how human I am. But accepting this has also been one of the greatest gifts. I feel things more deeply now, not just pain and sorrow, but joy and gratitude. I feel at home in my body with her changing sensations and expressions. I feel more connected to others, to what they're actually going through, not just to what I want to see. My new prayer upon awakening these days is a line from Rumi that reminds me to invite and welcome all feelings, whether they be painful or joyful. Roar, lion of the heart, and tear me open. Come, let us worship together. Is that in all things I learn to love well. That I live with the peace and justice I wish for the earth. That I enjoy the abundance of the earth and return to it from the natural generosity that is our human birthright. Please join us in a few moments of silent contemplation.
Each time that we gather for worship, we set aside time to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that is at the center of this sacred community. We stand at the side of all those whose primary spiritual practice is the caring of small children, with those who live with grief or chronic pain, with illnesses, seen and unseen, with mental illness or addiction. We pray for our neighbors in prison, those who care for family members in ill health, and those who knowingly and with curiosity and courage face their final days. We pray for the wisdom and strength of the leaders of this world, and for those around the nation and our community facing under and unemployment, and for all those that we name now. We send healing thoughts to Betsy Moore as she recovers from her inner ear surgery in the hospital. She is looking forward to returning home today or early this week. We hold the Eller Isaacs family in our hearts as they grieve the death and celebrate the life of Clyde L. Eller, father of our minister Jan. The Eller Isaacs family attended Clyde's memorial service on Saturday at the Mount Diablo Unitarian Universalist Church in California. We hold in love Kathleen Fabian, whose former spouse, Billy Beckstead, passed away Saturday morning in peace. We also hold Carrie Meyer and family in prayer as Carrie's nephew, Brennan, will be in for medical tests this Wednesday. And we join Don and Rose Crennel celebrating their 60th year of marriage here yesterday. Our hearts go out to you with celebration and love. And may we stand in compassionate solidarity with our neighbors all around the world who suffer in the midst of habitual violence. May they and we be instruments of a lasting peace. I now invite you to speak aloud the names of those you have brought here with you in your hearts to memorialize and to bring into the sacred embrace of this community. Please join me in a moment of prayer. Holy One, sacred mystery, source of life and breath and love, source of reason and radiance. We gather here today, longing to create deeper relationships, longing to find a deeper purpose and meaning in our lives, longing to find healing and wholeness. Kindle in us, we pray, a passion for justice, compassion for our neighbors. For we are called to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. May we go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but that love will guide us, and the embrace of this sacred community holds us close. May it be so. And amen.
Good morning. My name is Wendy Harris, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Amal Nahoshi here from India. And some of you may remember in 2007, Vivek Pandey was here to talk about his work with Vidyak Sunset, freeing bonded laborers. And thanks to your generosity, we have sent two teachers to a school run by this organization, including myself. And also thanks to your generosity, we welcome Amal here for 2 weeks.
Good morning, everybody. Vidyak Congregation is our partner, supporter, and friend in our for the last 25 years in our efforts to bring home single manager, the paradigm of our people. I feel very honored and glad to meet you all here. Thank you.
This week we are supporting urban medical services, and other help. This helping the neighborhood is the goal. The ushers will be sent forward. We know that when we live lives of integrity, service, and joy, generosity in the church is all. Thank you. Good morning and welcome. In the spirit of welcome, I invite you to turn to those near you and greet them with a good morning or hello this morning. I invite you to continue the conversation after service in the parish hall. Unity Church is committed to welcoming everyone, especially those who have been excluded due to race, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Your gifts and your wounds are welcome here. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are visiting for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place that helps you find and keep your balance, a place that inspires you and nourishes you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. If you'd like to learn more about Unity Church and our faith tradition, please stop by the welcome table in the parish hall following the service. There you can sign up for the Pathway to Membership classes, including Welcome to Unity, a class for newcomers, which will be offered at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 7th. I also want to draw your attention to This Week at Unity in your bulletin, which serves as an invitation and roadmap to deeper involvement in the life of this church. On March 17th, Wellspring Wednesday features two programs on March's theme of brokenness. The first, entitled Breaking Relationships and the Collaborative Practice of Law, will be led by Unity members Elizabeth Roble and Luis Lipsay, and will examine the collaborative practice of law that encourages mutual respect and effective problem solving. The second program, entitled Breaking Imprisonment and the Healing Work of Amicus, will be a conversation with Amicus, a nonprofit organization and community partner of Unity Church, dedicated to helping inmates and ex-offenders reshape their lives and make successful transitions from prison back into the community. Amicus staff and volunteers will be joined by ex-offenders and their friends in this discussion about healing broken lives and relationships, and about restoring kindness, trust, and love. Dinner is at 6 o'clock, reservations are not required, and the program begins at 7. Another note is Navigating the Complex Terrain of Race, which is a three-part series offered by Dr. Heather Heckman, a professor at St. Cloud State University. Professor Heckman is a dynamic speaker with a challenging message about racism, privilege, and classism. Classes will run three consecutive Wednesdays, March 17th, 24th, and 31st, between 7 and 8:30 p.m. here at Unity. For more information, direct your attention to the welcome table in the parish hall or contact Pauline Eichton. Following the service, please visit the parish hall for refreshments and fellowship as well. There you can peruse the book stall or stop by the pastoral care table and leave a note for someone mentioned in today's embracing meditation. Upstairs in the Elliott Wing, the Unity Libraries are open for you to explore the diverse and growing collections of books for children and adults. Next Sunday, we welcome the 2009-2010 Balazs Scholar from Star King School for the Ministry, Reverend Robert Berlint. Reverend Berlint will preach a sermon titled, The Past is Prologue. Service times are 9, 11, and 4:30. Today's chalice lighter is William Cook. And following the service today, Katie and I would love to greet you by the Portland Avenue doors. And once again, welcome to Unity Church. It is good to be together.
first 30 years or so of my life, I avoided any feelings of brokenness. I had a good family. They weren't violent. They fed me, they cared for me well, they didn't push me so much in school. What did I have to complain about? My friends all came to me for advice. I liked that. It reinforced that I was doing fine. But after some difficult times and a failed marriage, I had to start paying a little more attention. I had to look at the fact that I wasn't as satisfied with my life as I wanted to be. I had to look at the ways that my relationship with myself, which also leaked into my relationship with others, wasn't very whole. I consistently pushed myself toward perfection. I didn't listen to my body. I tried to not feel bad feelings. And I thought that that's how others should behave too. Seeing, allowing, and owning these broken places in me has helped me to open up compassion for myself. It's been really painful at times to see how imperfectly I love and how imperfectly I care for myself and others, to see how human I am. But accepting this has also been one of the greatest gifts. I feel things more deeply now, not just pain and sorrow, but joy and gratitude. I feel at home in my body with her changing sensations and expressions. I feel more connected to others, to what they are actually going through, not just to what I want to see. My new prayer upon awakening these days is a line from Rumi that reminds me to invite and welcome all feelings, whether they be painful or joyful. Roar, lion of the heart, and tear me open. Come, let us worship together. Is that in all things I learn to love well.
That I learn to touch the ever-changing seasons of life with a great heart of compassion.
That I live with the peace and justice I wish for the earth.
That I learn to care fully and let go gracefully.
That I enjoy the abundance of the earth and return to it from the natural generosity that is our human birthright. Join us in a few moments of silent contemplation.
Each time that we gather for worship, we set aside time to expand the caring ministry of this congregation. Together we recognize the cycle of life and death, the circle of love, compassion, and witness that is at the center of this sacred community. We stand at the side of all those whose primary spiritual practice is the caring of small children, with those who live with grief or chronic pain, with illnesses, seen and unseen, with mental illness or addiction. We pray for our neighbors in prison, those who care for family members in ill health, and those who knowingly and with curiosity and courage face their final days. We pray for the wisdom and strength of the leaders of this world, and for those around the nation and our community facing under and unemployment, and for all those that we name now. We send healing thoughts to Betsy Moore as she recovers from her inner ear surgery in the hospital. She is looking forward to returning home today or early this week. We hold the Eller Isaacs family in our hearts as they grieve the death and celebrate the life of Clyde Eller, father of our minister Jan. The Eller Isaacs family attended Clyde's memorial service on Saturday at the Mount Diablo Unitarian Universalist Church in California. We hold in love Kathleen Fabian, whose former spouse, Billy Beckstead, passed away Saturday morning in peace. We also hold Carrie Meyer and family in prayer as Carrie's nephew, Brennan, will be in for medical tests this Wednesday. And we join Don and Rose Crennel celebrating their 60th year of marriage here yesterday. Our hearts go out to you with celebration and love. And may we stand in compassionate solidarity with our neighbors all around the world who suffer in the midst of habitual violence. May they and we be instruments of a lasting peace. I now invite you to speak aloud the names of those you have brought here with you in your hearts to memorialize and to bring into the sacred embrace of this community. Please join me in a moment of prayer. Holy One, sacred mystery, source of life and breath and love, source of reason and radiance. We gather here today, longing to create deeper relationships, longing to find a deeper purpose and meaning in our lives, longing to find healing and wholeness. Kindle in us, we pray, a passion for justice, compassion for our neighbors. For we are called to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. May we go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but that love will guide us, and the embrace of this sacred community holds us close. May it be so. And amen.
Good morning. My name is Wendy Harris, and it is my great pleasure to welcome Anand Namjoshi here from India. And some of you may remember in 2007, Vivek Pandit was here to talk about his work with Vidyak Sanset, freeing bonded laborers. And thanks to your generosity, we have sent two teachers to a school run by this organization, including myself. And also thanks to your generosity, we welcome Anand here for 2 weeks. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Unitarian Congregation is our partner, supporter, and friend in our, for last 25 years, in our efforts to bring hopes in the lives of deprived and downtrodden people. I feel very honored and glad to meet you all here. Thank you.
Generous pledges of this congregation, the vast majority of our offering goes out the door and into the community. This week we are supporting Urban Partnership for Community Development, which is a nonprofit organization that provides assistance for at-risk families, food, medical services, and other help in the Selby Dale neighborhood in St. Paul. Would the ushers please come forward? We know that when we live lives of integrity, service, and joy, generosity is sure to follow.
We have all heard poems, songs, and prayers that exhort us to see God in a blade of grass, a drop of dew,